Takeaway time. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
All right. So many good takeaways today. We started off with just asking a little bit about your background, like honest, no BS. How did you get into data and your data pathway? And you mentioned that you were, you know, started as a dentist in Brazil. You were a dental hygienist when you came to the U.S., but you kind of got burnt out from the kind of the field. And when COVID hit, right, you wanted to try something different, something new. And you saw this kind of connection between, you know, in dentistry, there's all these fun problems that can be solved by process and by data. And when your friend offered, hey, you know, I work at this dental lab, would you like to help us with, even if it just starts with some data entry, right? That you wanted to be able to help and, you know, and make a little money, right? So I thought that was a great kind of like get your foot in the door. And then you really are, you know, took it in a very self-taught kind of way, which I think is great advice for anybody who's in a field who wants to grow, wants to excel, or wants to break into a new field. So you got to learn, you know, consume tutorials. You said you saw some folks in the field who had done similar things that they were saying, hey, you should learn SQL. So you started teaching yourself SQL. Select Star, you're like, wow, I've got the power in my hands. And eventually you were doing some analysis, seeing the signals and patterns, and then you shared what you were finding and what you were learning with the company. And they said, wow, we need more of this, right? And that kind of set you on your path where you've been doing data analysis. Eventually you joined a larger data team. Now you're in behavioral health and learning Python and so much more, right? So I think this is kind of a great example of breaking into data. And importantly, you coming out of dentistry meant that you had that domain knowledge. And I've seen this time and time again, those who are really excelling in the world of data are those who actually can bring a fusion of kind of domain understanding with these technical skills. And then also the sort of the people skills, right? We asked like, how much of your success do you feel like came from your understanding of the field? And you mentioned that, you know, the technical skills are important. So we don't want to dismiss the importance of that. You have to have the technical skills too, or else you're going to struggle to do the job, right? But subject matter expertise is really a big critical multiplier for success. You have to understand the problem so that you can move faster and help other people understand the problem so that they can move faster, right? Problem solvers are not just technical specialists. So you talked about how you have to always tie back to the business value. You have to not just get excited about the coolness of the tech, but actually kind of the coolness of the problems that you're trying to solve. How do you start? You need to connect to people that are doing the work, interact with them directly, and find somebody who can be kind of your mentor, right? Somebody who can help you to understand the workflow in the business. Maybe there's some documentation that they can connect you to. Find where you can learn from. So lots of good tips there. Juan, what were your big takeaways?
I like talking about alignments, right? And like, how do you get alignment? Like you said, if you want a fast reaction, is it you can start with a definition, explain the angle of how you're looking at things and make sure they understand it, and then have them react to see if they understood or not. And I think one of the most important things there is always repeat back. Is this what you mean? Right? That's actually what you're listening and so forth. Talked a lot about trust, which I really love. Like, trust is something that builds over time. It's about consistently communicating about questions people have. You're building rapport. You don't make stuff up, because if you don't know the answer, I don't know is a perfectly valid answer. You need to be very honest and no BS around things, because you lose the trust when you actually start making things up, and people will actually know that. People will realize that. Listen to other people who are telling you, because this is where empathy comes in. Empathy goes a long way. And I love the analogy is, like, as a dental hygienist, you have to understand your customer, your client, like, make them feel comfortable, right? Create an environment of trust. So in a way, you're kind of like you have to be a data hygienist here. And we talked about, like, how should, like, teams be evaluated to know how you know you're doing a good job? It's like, if they're producing things that are actually being used, they're actually being are valuable by the rest of the organization. Like, that's one of the most important things. That's a proxy to know that, oh, okay, you did build that trust and so forth. What do we do? Anything we missed?
Oh, that's it. You guys are perfect.